A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time, 5:45. The three things you need to know this hour first.
A passenger van carrying 11 construction workers rolled over by Salt Lake International Airport this morning. One individual was killed and five others remain in the hospital. I'm KSL News Radio's John Wojcik.
Second, the Bernal man was arrested. Over 23,000 files with child porn on them. The Utah Attorney General says Andrew Walden is suspected of downloading and distributing the pornography. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. We're brought to you by Mountain America's 3% balance transfer bonus.
Well, these delays have now elevated to emergency traffic in Tooele County. It's due to a crash southbound SR 36 Main Street at Saddleback Boulevard. Two right lanes are closed. That's causing backups onto the main flow of I-80, now almost to the 202 junction. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sunny skies today, and it looks to last for the rest of the week with temperatures climbing. I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's 38 degrees now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
Another rough day for the markets. The Dow dropped 879 points, with investors still worried about what a virus outbreak could do to the global economy. ABC's chief business correspondent Rebecca Jarvis says tech and travel stocks are some of the hardest hit.
The CDC's
Apple, a company that's in a lot of retirement accounts, hit that mark earlier this month. The CDC, meanwhile, spooking a lot of investors, saying that it isn't a matter of if the novel coronavirus is going to spread in the U.S., it is when it is going to do so. The Dow now down 2,000 points over the past 2 days. Senators on both sides of the aisle questioning if the White House request for $2.5 billion to prepare a possible outbreak is enough. President Trump in India today saying the virus is very well under control. National frontrunner Bernie Sanders will be center stage in tonight's South Carolina Democratic presidential debate that gets underway in less than a half an hour from now. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. The Utah Department of Health is unveiling a new website aimed at moms.
Today we're so excited to announce the launch of an online resource called the Utah Maternal Mental Health Referral Network.
It helps moms with postpartum mood disorders like depression and anxiety find doctors that specialize in treating them. Brooke Dorf, the department's maternal mental health specialist, is joining me live now on the KSL Newsline. Brooke, thank you for coming on. This website, maternalmentalhealth.utah.gov, what exactly does it do?
So it's a map, an interactive map website that anybody can use to go on and find a local specialist. So moms, people supporting moms, families, and doctors, just like you said, can find somebody to give them help when they're going through something that can really kind of derail your whole life. In this moment that you think that you're supposed to be so happy and you don't know what to do or where to find resources.
So if a mom is experiencing postpartum depression, anxiety, another mood issue, does this website put all the resources in the state in one place?
Yes. So everything is there. You can find support groups that are free or paid, counselors, psychotherapists, and all the way even to lactation consultants. We have everybody who's been trained in maternal mental health listed in one place on this website.
Now, I would think it was just psychologists, but clearly it's so much more. Would you describe this as a game changer for Utah moms?
Absolutely. We hear so many times from moms saying, I wish I knew where to turn, or I didn't know where to go to ask for help. Or even, you know, worse, we have suicide as the second leading cause of death for moms, and getting to that point of desperation where they don't know where to go. This is a game changer because anybody can hop on here and find the resource for themselves or for a loved one that would need that help.
Okay, and you folks are doing some film screenings, I understand, to help get the word out. What's that all about?
Yeah, so we our first film screening is tonight in Logan, Utah, actually. We're here at the Cash Venue, but we're going to be in 8 cities, all the way from Logan down to Moab. So we have Logan, Salt Lake City, we have Springville, Vernal, Heber, Farmington, and Moab, and Helper, Utah. So those are all of our cities that we're hitting, and we're going to be showing When the Bout Breaks, which is a show on postpartum and during pregnancy mood disorders. And then afterwards, we'll be showing this new resource and then answering questions. A lot of people don't know, you know, what that looks like or what that means for them.
Oh, great outreach. Great outreach. Brooke Dorr from the Utah Department of Health. Once again, the website. Let's give it to you one more time. MaternalMentalHealth.Utah.gov. Thanks for coming on the air. KSL News Time 550. We have triple team traffic. And yeah, this is an emergency report brought to you by Mountain America's 3% balance transfer bonus. Here's Ricky Mies.
Well, the delays have just kept building. You have traffic at a crawl westbound I-80 starting just after the 202 junction to Lake Point. It's all due to a crash southbound SR-36 at Saddleback Boulevard. It's been blocking two right lanes of traffic. Northbound I-15 delays continue Bluffdale up to 90th South. And the 21st South Freeway, where we had delays there, they're breaking up, but they are scattered now. Westbound SR-201 between I-215's West Belt and Magna. Jared?
I-15 delays. We're going to start in Murray. They're going to go southbound all the way till you get to about 90th South, and it frees back up. Follow me up over the point of the mountain. Get ready for more delays in Utah County as you get to Seven Peaks. They're going to stick with you all the way down to PG Boulevard, where we did have that earlier crash. Northbounders coming up out of the Orem area towards Pleasant Grove Boulevard, another crash. That's going to break you down just a little bit. You're going to see Redwood Road heavy and busy as it comes southbound as you're going towards Main Street and the Pony Express Trail, Steve.
And over on the west side belt, northbound I-215, looking at delays from 5th South up to 3rd North. Now, a slow ride continues northbound I-15 between 27 South and the North Interchange. Got a crash, a new crash in the mix there at 4 South in the Gore area. More slowdowns, Davis County, Kaysville to Layton, and sluggish. I-15 southbound, Roy to Sunset. Get a 3% same-day cash bonus when you transfer a balance to a Mountain America credit card by February 29th. For details, visit macu.com/cards. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's check the seven-day forecast with Kevin Eubank.
A beautiful day, Jeff. Sunny skies and temperatures, well, struggling a bit. Still in the upper 30s, and that's below average for this time of the year. Tonight, 25 for the low, 45 and sunny on Wednesday, 49 and sunny on Thursday. And by Friday, Saturday, we're talking mid to upper 50s. Some south winds pick up Saturday afternoon ahead of a storm that will move in on Sunday, producing valley rain mixing with snow, and then we'll keep it in the 40s for the first half of next week. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
38 degrees. Thank you so much for listening, but we have terrible market news coming up in just a moment on KSL.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio.
Dr. Tamara Sheffield with Healing for Life. While we're in the midst of cold and flu season, other respiratory infections are also on the rise for vulnerable populations. Many parts of the state are experiencing moderate to high levels of respiratory syncytial virus, known as RSV. Dr. Per Gesslin from University of Utah Health and Primary Children's Hospital said, RSV is an incredibly common respiratory infection that in most cases causes mild common cold symptoms. Some people can have the infection and have no symptoms at all. Most healthy individuals recover in about a week, but for young children and older adults, the infection or its complications can be serious. RSV has a higher chance of progressing into bronchiolitis or pneumonia for infants and elderly. The symptoms to keep an eye on for infants and young children are fevers that persist for longer than 3 days, or any single fever that reaches 104 degrees or higher. Also, if your infant is wheezing, overly sleepy, fussy, or inactive, and having trouble breast or bottle feeding, then you should see a healthcare professional as soon as possible. Everybody can practice germ-spreading prevention techniques with good hand washing. Also, disinfecting toys, countertops, doorknobs, and other surfaces helps to reduce the chance of spreading disease to others if you have a sick family member. Anytime a child or adult has a fever, they should stay home from work, school, and other public activities. You can keep track of the current community levels of illness from colds and many different viruses in your area by visiting intermountainhealthcare.org/germwatch. I'm Dr. Tamara Sheffield with Intermountain Healthcare, and this has been Healing for Life on KSL News Radio.
A seven-day trip to a tropical paradise sounds relaxing until...
My bag showed up on day 7.
Lost luggage can leave you livid.
It ruined my vacation.
So, what do you do about it?
I want a resolution to this, and I will keep fighting.
See what happened when the KSL investigators got involved.
Do you think they make it difficult on purpose?
Yes.
They want you to give up and go away.
Where's My Luggage? Wednesday on KSL 5 News at 10.
We're watching Utah's Money. Another ugly day for the Dow after yesterday's 1,000-point loss. The Dow is down another 879. Today, we closed at 27,081. The S&P fell 94 points. The NASDAQ Composite was down 255. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says even with coronavirus squeezing supply chains, business is still being conducted in America.
These surveys are not picking up any supplier delivery disruptions. That could change, but at the moment, it's not happening. So I just think our economy is in very good shape right now.
There are more than 80,000 coronavirus cases worldwide. KSL News Time 5:55. Okay, time for Cougar Tracks. And here's Mitch Harper.
BYU head coach Mark Pope has made it a goal this season to have the best locker room in America. The relationships Pope has formed with his players have helped launch BYU to a number 17 ranking in the latest AP poll and a 23-7 record. No relationship, though, is stronger with Pope than senior guard Jake Toulson, who came to BYU from UVU to play for his head coach.
I will always love Coach. I think what I'll always remember him for and what he means to me is just how much he cares about me, not only me, but every one of his players. He loves his guys, and I know he loves me. I know he loves my wife, my family, everyone. We were over at their house about a month ago, and he's just on the ground playing with the ball with my son. And, you know, he really takes the time to get to know you and to love you.
For the latest on BYU basketball as they get ready for a March run, check out the Cougar Tracks podcast on KSLSports.com. With Cougar Tracks, I'm Mitch Harper on your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio.